Hello and welcome to another episode of Discovering Delight. My name is Sia and thank you for joining me today as I talk about all the things that bring me joy. I'm not gonna lie, I struggled a little bit this week in terms of recording a podcast episode. I recorded two other episodes before this one and I just didn't like them, so I was just like and I also think, you know, this week was my Mambara week, and what I like to refer to a Mambara week, I know others typically use it on socials to refer to that week before payday, right, where you're waiting for your next paycheck and you kind of like running low on funds. But for me, my Mambara week is typically the week before that time of the month comes, just when my energy is low, when I'm just like, you know, irritable, where I'm not grand, you know, emotionally. Even going to the gym was just like super exhausting. I didn't want to do anything. So even with the recordings that I did this past week, I was just like so over them. And one, I didn't even start to edit. The second one, I finished editing it, and then as I was listening to it, I was just like not impressed. Just didn't like it very much. So now I'm trying again, and I'm hoping that third time is a charm, you know. But yeah, I hope you guys are all having a great week. And if it's your Mambara week this week, just hang in there. And if it's not your Mambara week, I'm hoping you're having a lovely week. I'm hoping to have a good week this week, because last week was a trying time. Yeah, so other than that though, I am doing really well. All things considered, I hung out with my friends, and every single time after hanging out with my friends, I just feel brand new. I feel revitalized. I feel like my cup has been filled again, and I even look forward to the next time I'm getting to hang out with my friends, because my friends are really a huge part of my life. I am surrounded by such incredible women that it is such a pleasure and a joy to be doing life with them. They inspire me, they make me laugh, they love me, they care for me, they show up for me, you know, and I too show up for them. And it's just like a wonderful community that I've built of friends that I am eternally, eternally grateful for. And I think, you know, being like an only child, God knows I needed a bunch of sisters around me, just because I grew up alone for the most part. Yes, I have a very big extended family, but like my family and I aren't that close. Like it's not a very tight-knit, emotionally safe environment. So for me, with my friends, I'm just like, oh my God, you guys are the sisters that I just never had, and now I am blessed to have. And I always just champion friendships. I always just champion finding a group of people who allow you to come as you are and love you as you are. And it's just so wild to me that there's literally, you could be walking one day and then you meet someone and it's like you just never let them go. It's like people that just choose you randomly and they decide, I want to do life with you and I'm just never going to let you go. And it's amazing. And I always joke and say to my friends, the friends that I have now, and I'm just like, I'm not here for any friendship breakups. And if we are to have some kind of fallout, I am calling your family. Like, I'm calling your family, I'm calling your parents to sit us down and help us find a resolution, because there's no way in hell that I'm losing such great friendship and companionship. Like, there's just absolutely no way. And my friends and I were just like super close, man. And as life continues to unfold for us and whatever seasons of our lives we're in, I just love the fact that we can always come together and celebrate each other and, you know, hold each other, hug each other, laugh together, cry together if need be. And there's just like that level of support that I think is so hard to come by, right? And I do hear or see people discussing how they struggle with women friendships, and there's always like jealousy and cattiness and all these things. And I'm so grateful that I don't experience those things. And this is not like a comparative gratitude type of spill, but I have experienced quite the opposite. And let me backtrack. Let me not lie, right? I have experienced the other side of friendship where it's not as beautiful, where it's not as fun, where you are not celebrated, you are not loved even the way you want to be loved, and there's just like a lack of care. So I have experienced both sides of the coin, right? And I'm just grateful now in my life that I have this beautiful group of friends that I have, right? And I have also grown, and as we continue to grow, you know, we continue to build each other up, we continue to pour into one another, we continue to support and stand with each other, and grow together. Because it's one thing to be around people who want to see you be in the same place you were last year, right? And as we continue to grow and evolve as individuals, I'm grateful to be around people that celebrate that growth, that kind of feed into and pour into that growth, and are also growing alongside you. Because I have experienced quite the opposite, where you know, like, it's just not a safe space. I have in my past also been a not so pleasant friend. I think in the moment where I was in those friendships where it was just not so good, I can recognize that I was also not a great friend to my friends, in the same way that I may say that they were not great friends to me, right? But now I am in a positive environment where I feel like I am also a positive contributor to that overall positivity. That's a lot of positives. But yeah, I'm just like so grateful that like my friends carry me. Like my friends, guys, if I could buy my friends the world, if I had enough money to buy my friends the world and give it to them on a silver platter, I would do that. If I could take away all of my friends' problems, I would do that. I would, if I could just, I don't know, because they are such a big part of my life and they bring me so much joy that I want to give them their entire universe. I don't know where the rest of you guys will go, but my friends deserve the world, and the minute I'm able to buy it and give it to them, that's what I'm gonna do. Everyone else in this world will have to find somewhere else to go, because it belongs to my friends. But all jokes aside, like, I just want to celebrate them all the time. I want to be, you know, not necessarily even surrounded by them. I always joke that, like, in my ideal world, my friends and I would be living close to each other, you know, like in our own little cute ass island. I don't know how geographically this is going to work, because my friends are in different parts of the world. Hey, we're going to have to find a compromise and a happy place where I can selfishly have them all around me, and we can have like a cul-de-sac, and like we all live next to each other. We all have our own little house, because I know my friends, they love their space, and I love my own space too. So we can all have our little, you know, cute houses, but we're just like living together in community, because that's how much I love them. And I think just spending time with them kind of helped me get out of my funk as well this week, just to have those laughs and, you know, just to catch up, because I haven't been going out since the year started, to be quite honest. Like, once the 2nd of January hit, I just was like all socialed out, and I was just like in my own little house, in my own little bubble, and I would only leave the house to just go to the gym and come back home, or just go buy groceries and come back home. So I wasn't really social. So it was nice to have that human contact, and we spent hours just talking and laughing and having drinks and that kind of filled my spirit up. And I just, yeah, I love them, man. And I would just say that, like, since it's still the beginning of the year and people maybe have resolutions in terms of like finding friends or making new friends and staying open and, you know, building new connections with different people, the thing for me is that to find people who you share the same values with, people who you have things in common with and like things you like to do together, because that's how you build your bond. For example, one of my close friends, Langa, and I, whom I was with actually this weekend, we went to the same high school, right? We were not friends in high school. She was like a grade ahead of me. And my high school was very cliquey also. So like we were never friends in high school. And then we went to uni and we didn't go to the same uni, right? And we had like a mutual friend, if I may call it that way. And I think the first time Langa and I hung out was probably in 2018. And we went to Afropunk together. I don't even know the logistics of how we ended up going together, but I guess because we had a mutual friend who was at my school, who I was going to Afropunk with. So we decided to all travel to New York City for Afropunk in Brooklyn. And we booked an Airbnb together. And that's literally the beginning of Langa and I's friendship. We're still not besties at that point in time. We just, you know, we hung out that weekend and we enjoyed each other's company. We were in a place doing something that we both enjoy, which is going to festivals and watching performances and listening to music. That's something that really connects us. Actually, a lot of my friends and I are connected through music. So thereafter, we were not best pals and best mates like that. We're texting and whatever, whatever. No, we had our own little space. And then the following year, Afropunk came along again. And it's like, why fix something that's not broken? So the same Afropunk crew was going to Afropunk in 2019 again, because we did it last time. We had a grand time. So same thing happens that year. And then, you know, that's how things kind of like were like, oh, we actually enjoy spending time together. And still, it was not like a pressurized situation, you know. Although I'm telling this one particular story, I'm saying this to say, like, allow connections to happen organically. All you have to do is stay open, right? And find something that you guys both connect with, and then allow things to happen organically, and don't put a timestamp on it. Just learn people as you continue to move through life together. And because also I'm an introvert, right? So the way I make friends is that we have to be in person, we have to sit with each other, and we have to chat, and we have to connect in that way. But also you have to give me like space. I require a lot of space. And I know certain people may not find that attractive or, you know, friendly. I always say that I am not a friendly person. If you met me, you might think I'm stuck up and all those things. But I'm a slow burner, you know, like it takes a good deal of time for me to get comfortable around people and learn to navigate people, and also for them to kind of like navigate me. So a lot of my friendships kind of grow organically through time, through a lot of time, like even through years, you know, which is why I think for me, I really struggle with making friends over social media. Looking at my current list of friends, I don't have a friend that I made through social media. And the ones that I did try to make through social media kind of like fell off really quickly, to be quite honest. So for me, it's more an organic meeting. We have to spend physical time together and then grow from there. And as we continue to grow, it's very interesting the different directions that life takes us. And I think it was easier to make friends in high school because you guys are always spending, you know, time together in classes and whatever, and also in college. But like the real challenge, I think, is when you guys come into adulthood, you really have to be intentional about making time with one another, spending time together, you know, kind of like growing and understanding your friend as they become adults. Is really, really important because their interests change, you know, like they're working now and a lot of time is spent doing, you know, work. So understanding the world outside of you, I think is really important, and it helps to sustain the friendship. And also understanding them and their frustrations and their day-to-day life is really important. I think I'm really grateful for my friends, because if I were to sit and start to talk about how much they have carried me and they've saved me, my friends have saved me. Like, it's just, it goes without saying. And I love them so much for that. And I hope I reciprocate it all the time, and I reciprocate how much I love them and how much I care for them within every interaction, because I do. I care so much about them, and I want them to have all the best things in the world, because they care about me as well, and they show up and they show that they care. And I never have to doubt whether or not my friends care about me, because that would be crazy, because they really, really do. And if there comes a time to show me that they care, they always do exceedingly above and beyond all the things that I could imagine them to do for me. So yeah, that's my source of gratitude this week. That's my source of joy. That's the one thing that got me delighted. Thank you so much to everyone who continues to listen every time I release an episode. I really do appreciate it. Like, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it, you know. Really do appreciate you guys listening and engaging and sending me feedback and comments. Also, another thing that I noticed while I've been editing is that I say like a lot. I want to change that also, because I don't like that about myself, and that's not good public speaking. Hey, it's not cute. Also, let me know, because I do want to know how your experience is with listening, and not only just the content but also the quality of the episodes, you know, like audio and technical wise. I love feedback, I love growth, and but also try to make it nice, you know, be nice about it, don't be mean about it, because then that will make me shut down and not receive that well. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I will be back with another episode. It's going to have another person, because it will be nice to have a guest, our first guest. So the next episode will definitely be a two-man show, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Have a lovely rest of your week, and look for moments of delight as you go about your week as well. Don't let it kill you.